Buddha beans coffee.
One day at a time.
All right. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
As always, our podcast is brought to you by
Sail Away Coffee. Thank you, Sail Away, for always being a delicious beverage for us to drink.
Fueling the podcast. Highly caffeinated podcast.
Remember to use the code KETOMM for 10% off your order at sailawaycoffee.com. Our podcast is always sponsored by Tonic CBD.
Beverage for us to...
Whoa, hey. It's loud. Hey now.
Hey now.
Go to tonicvibes.com/ref/ketomike to pick up all of your CBD needs. And they'll take care of your anxiety and your stress and your inflammation and make you feel awesome.
Yeah, they will.
We're also, obviously, we announced last week, No Matter What Apparel will be our new sponsor of Mondays with Mike and Marty. Go to nomatterwhatapparel.com to pick up some dope threads. Yes. Mike's wearing a shirt tonight.
So I am wearing a shirt. An accurate shirt.
Very accurate. Indeed. And don't forget, guys, we have merch.
Yes, we do.
We have t-shirts. Go to that link, teespring.com/MWMM, to pick one up and support the podcast.
Represent,
exactly. On that note, we live.
We live. What up?
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum.
Nice. Cool. We have a question already. I love it.
Do we?
We'll get to that. We do.
Yeah. If you guys can't tell, we have a new setup.
Yeah, we do.
We're doing things a little bit differently this week.
Do it.
Very nice. Yeah.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Oh, that was a good one.
What up?
With that cascade.
Cheers. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks, guys.
We have Kara with us tonight.
Hi, guys.
We're talking about keto success stuff.
Keto success.
Yeah.
Great success.
Welcome.
Oh, welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure that you could make it out tonight.
Yeah. What's up, Eileen? So, Jessica, we're not ignoring you. I promise we will get to your question. We just want to get the ball rolling a little bit. I'll scroll back up to that. Good question, but we will circle back to that.
You also got some Roar, a.k.a. Romer.
Romer.
This is now known as Romer. Just
on this podcast, that's Romer.
It's Romer.
That's no longer Roar.
I can't find those in the city.
CVS.
CVS?
CVS. I just picked it up around the corner.
No, in the city. In the city.
Okay.
I can't find them.
Try CVS.
Okay.
That's where I just got it.
Yeah, CVS probably has them.
Yeah. It's okay.
Which is fine. I'm here all the time.
So where are you coming from?
Well, I work in Jersey City.
Okay.
Which is a trip, but yes, I live in Astoria.
Nice.
I'm from Syosset. Moved to Astoria in December.
Okay.
So I've been there. It's great. I love it.
Whereabouts in Astoria?
I'm right on Broadway by the Broadway subway stop.
Yep,
I
know.
If anyone's familiar with that,
I do.
Can come find my apartment. But it just closed for renovations.
How convenient.
How does that work?
I had to walk like 10 minutes. Oh,
the subway station.
I thought
your apartment closed for renovations. I was like, how is that going to work out?
Here's your mattress. Here's your pillow. Yeah. Sleep on time.
I'm actually moving in with you guys.
So. Right, with Mike and Marty.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, sir?
I'm fucking fantastic.
Yeah?
I am.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's hoodie season. Hoodie season's here.
It is. I'm actually very excited.
Same.
Because when I walked out this morning, I walked out in a hoodie and pants, and I was still kind of brisk.
It was perfect.
Which I was super happy about.
It was perfect.
I literally could... If it was like this all year round, I would take it. Very happy.
I love warm weather. Like, I love the summer. I hate the winter because I can't stand cold weather at all.
I don't like the winter.
But, like, this... like transition between summer and fall is just like perfect, I feel.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't like the winter, but I also like the warm weather, but I don't like having to drive from home to work and be covered in sweat.
Oh.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of hot.
Oh, my God. I'll
ride
the
subway.
I walk. Now I have an extra walk, so by the time I get to the subway, I'm just, it's like I didn't even, I shouldn't even shower.
Yeah.
There's no point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, when I get off the train to Penn Station and I walk to work, it's just like.
And the train's a meat locker.
Yeah.
And then you get out and you're like,
ugh.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the worst.
Thankfully, I have a, I work in IT, so we have a really cold IT
oh, yeah.
closet. So whenever it's like super, super
oh, yeah.
warm out and I'm sweaty, I just go in there for like 10 minutes and just like air out a little
That's
bit.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. It cools my body down.
I
feel so
good.
We're
in a photo studio, so it's like a meat locker in there.
Nice.
With all the lights, so we have to keep it. Mm. It's freezing.
It's too cold.
I can't win. I'm either sweating or freezing. I can't win.
Fair enough.
Eileen, I won't be able to type much. Have you in my headphones while I clean? That's dedication.
Okay.
Eileen's dedicated.
Yeah, Eileen is
Thank you,
definitely
Eileen.
Dedicated to the podcast.
Awesome. Cool. So why don't you tell us what you do?
Yeah.
What I do?
You say you work in a photo studio.
Oh, yeah. So I work
Give
for,
us a little background on,
yeah.
on yourself.
I'm a photo editor, photo retoucher.
Cool.
I work for a fashion company. I work for Tory Burch.
Nice.
And I also
Tory
Burch.
Fancy. Work for Tory Burch.
I'm in charge of all the shoes, actually.
Very cool.
And the website in Japan, which is interesting. But yeah, I started, actually, I was an intern for the New York Islanders in their photo department, and then I slowly worked my way. I worked at Gilt for a little bit. I
yep.
don't know if anyone's heard of Gilt.
They were in my old jobs building.
In...
On 2 Park
oh,
Avenue.
Oh yeah, I used to work there.
Yep,
That's
I,
so
I used
funny.
To work in that same building.
Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah.
Right?
That.
Out of the entire Manhattan.
Yeah.
Worked in the same building.
Yeah. For 2 years in December, so I look at shoes all day long,
okay.
which is fun. We shoot all the product in our studio in Jersey City. It's beautiful there. It's a long trip, but it's
like,
worth
yeah.
it. I send a lot of my images to freelancers, and I give them notes and markups. I still work for hockey occasionally during games.
Okay.
Yeah,
Islanders.
The Devil. Actually, all the teams in New York.
Okay.
I'm pretty popular.
Okay.
Just kidding.
I mean, you work for Tory Burch.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's,
awesome.
It gets pretty stressful at times, which is annoying.
I can imagine.
Like, it's PR, not ER.
Yeah.
Or, you know. But it's pretty cool. I like it.
Very
it's
cool.
Creative stuff all day.
Very, very
That's
cool.
always fun.
Yeah.
So what about, what brings you to the podcast in that you live a ketogenic lifestyle?
Yeah. Well, I guess I can tell you, I guess like me and Mike's story.
Okay.
In case you guys are wondering why, I don't like, I didn't all of a sudden develop Tourette's. I just, my neck is, I have a pinched nerve, so that's why you're gonna see me stretching my neck
Tourette's.
A lot, just so you know. Don't be alarmed.
He's not going to start cursing at people, don't worry.
I curse anyway, it's just I don't have an excuse for it. It's not Tourette's.
Well, yeah, I guess before I moved to Astoria, I was living at home in Syosset, and I was kickboxing in Oyster Bay.
Cool.
And that's where I met Mike.
Okay.
And I guess I was injured when we first met, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a weird shoulder injury. And all my doctors and physical therapists were like, you can't punch, blah, blah, blah. But I still wanted to work out because I love exercise. And because I had a lot of, like, aggression.
Okay.
And I needed to, like, get, like, a lot of Long Island Railroad aggression.
Oh, I know
I'm
that
sure
all
you're
too well.
With.
All too well.
So I would go punch things.
It's a good way to release some aggression.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That works.
So I guess he just started working with me, and he was super patient. I would just be in, like, the corner of the class, like, just doing abs because I couldn't punch. But I still wanted to go, and he didn't mind, which is very nice. I don't know if a lot of people would, like, let this random girl just, like, lay there, but it was pretty cool.
You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
And then I guess one day after class, I was probably complaining about, you know, as girls do, we complain about our bodies, which we shouldn't. And
good point.
And he offered to make me a meal plan, and then
awesome.
We just started working together. I started out eating paleo.
Okay.
I still remember the first meal plan he wrote me. I could recite it to you right now.
What was on your meal plan?
Okay.
say.
I'm curious.
I'm curious. I don't remember.
There's been a lot, but this one I remember. It was oatmeal in the morning.
Okay.
Which now I wouldn't eat oatmeal. I wish, but I wouldn't. I mean, I would, but oatmeal in the morning with berries, and then I think it was like nuts for a snack or a protein bar, and then I think lunch was a protein, a vegetable, and sweet potatoes. Oh yeah, this was like, there was all sweet potatoes all over this.
Sweet potatoes
this?
Are good.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes are good.
And then...
they're a yummy treat.
Yeah, I love sweet potatoes.
Some
and
marshmallows
then,
on top.
I think afternoon was like...
yes, it is.
A protein bar, oh my god, yes.
So is winter.
Yes,
Game of Thrones coming. Game of Thrones reference, guys.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
what else? Sweet potatoes, and then I guess the afternoon snack was like nuts, berries, a protein bar. I could never eat two protein bars a day. I don't know why you're having me do that.
Yeah, Mike. Why'd you have...
I don't know.
Why'd you have two protein bars?
I don't
recall
this.
Plan?
Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, and then dinner was salad, I think more sweet potatoes. I feel like I ate a lot of sweet potatoes and grilled chicken and broccoli.
Okay. I feel
that's
like sweet potatoes
really
are like
of,
a staple.
Yeah, that's
like
a staple
paleo
for paleo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really one of the only paleo carbs.
Okay.
You got yuca, which is cassava and yuca,
yeah.
And sweet potato. Potatoes, like white potatoes are like on the fence.
Okay.
Some hardcore paleo people are like, no. And other paleo people are like, yeah, okay.
Okay. Depends, I guess.
Yeah.
Depends on
depends.
Your tolerance.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you want to get, like, down to, like, the real, like, origin of paleo, it's nothing man-made.
Right.
Right.
Anything from the ground.
You can pick a potato and eat it. So, technically, I mean, if you want to get technical, yeah. But, yeah, sweet potatoes are just generally healthier anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get it.
They're less starchier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Whereas a white potato would normally spike your glucose levels,
yep.
A sweet potato usually won't.
Okay.
It'll raise it, but it won't spike it.
Okay. Would you do a sweet potato on keto?
Probably not. If I were to do one, it would be like half.
Okay.
And I would drown it in grass-fed butter.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Because like even that...
How else do you eat a potato?
Yeah.
I mean like...
with,
oh, dude,
butter.
Grass-fed butter, cinnamon. Like I like really made my sweet potatoes nice.
Little cinnamon, little cheese maybe on top, little bacon. Just make like a
That's what I used to get from I used to get that from Wendy's.
Yes. Yeah.
The TGI Friday.
Yes. Yeah.
You get that
bacon
in the
cheese.
Freezer section.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
No.
I've had plenty of them.
That's what I used to do from Wendy's. I get the baked potato with the sour cream and chives and
what are they called again?
Sour cream.
What?
What are those like? What's that concoction
like
called? Yes,
a loaded baked potato. So
thank
a sweet potato has about 27 grams of carbs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not that much.
It's not.
If you cut that in half, you're really not having
a lot.
How much?
What's the fiber count?
You got about 4 grams of fiber.
Okay.
So you're down. You're down around what's that?
23
grams of net carbs. You know, you have half of that. It's really not that bad. You
no.
can really even fit for someone like me who my keto net carbs are 40 to 50 a day. Instead of
it's kind of like half of your goal. Though.
Yeah.
Like
so
you want
like
to take all
of
your goal,
yeah,
half of
your
goal. Yeah.
Your day.
Exactly. It's like
yeah.
pretty much like being mindful of like if I really want a sweet potato, I'll have it. But now I have to be mindful that I only have half of my carbs left for the day.
Right.
So it's like I can spend it on that, but
yeah.
I tell people all the time when I like I break it down to them. I kind of like my method is I break it down to them like money.
Yeah.
$50
mm-hmm.
for the day. You really, really want that thing. It costs $25. If you really want it, get it. But now just make sure you know you only have $25 left for the day.
So be smart.
Yeah. And that usually resonates with the people. And then it's like, I mean,
that
everyone
makes sense.
Everyone understands. Everyone speaks money at the end of the day. Not
very
everyone
true.
Speaks like net carbs and like you start to lose people. If you start talking like in terms of money, everyone understands that.
That's a good analogy.
Everyone understands that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, think about it. You know, when your daughter is old enough, you're going to teach her about money.
Yes.
Okay, like you have $30, right? Like, you know, like if you want something for $15, that's awesome,
but
you're probably going to explain it a lot better than I would. But, you know, people understand that.
She'll never stop asking you for money.
No, she
I still
won't.
Ask my dad.
That's fair. That's fair.
Riley's
she actually,
so cute. I would give her money.
She actually takes, she's now getting into the point where, like, she sees, like, my wife's bag on the chair and she'll, like, throw it over her shoulder.
Oh,
she
yeah.
goes, and we're like, where are you going? She goes, shopping.
Oh,
she's
shit.
Like, I go shopping.
Well, if you want to get her a Tory Burch bag, let me know.
Good to know. Good to know. my wedding anniversary is coming up, so that's on Friday. 4 years.
No shit.
4 years.
Congrats.
Right? Friday?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Yeah, Friday, the 28th.
That's awesome.
So,
yeah, that's
yeah.
You guys have anything planned?
No.
No?
No.
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like a relaxing day at home with
my
wife
and
kid.
Yeah.
We'll figure something. I would rather that,
and I don't even have a wife and kid, and I would still rather that. It just seems like so, like...
It is.
I was talking about that the other day. I'm like, even though I'm, like, not that old, it's like... The thought of like going out and partying on a Friday night is like, fucking exhausting.
I just had this conversation with my friend.
I would so
last
much
night.
Rather like this, like I don't remember what it was. This whole like on my little staycation.
That's right. You were off this week.
That was fucking phenomenal. It was awesome. Dude, I literally I went out like twice.
Okay.
Not even like me going out and going out to dinner or like a drink.
Yeah.
My friends would go, oh, like you want to come out, whatever. Like, was so.
Comfortable,
happy,
yeah.
Comfortable, and content,
oh, yeah.
Laying on my fucking couch,
absolutely
watching movies on Netflix.
100%
like 10 p.m. I was just like, this is, I was like walking up my stairs, like, this is fucking nice.
This is nice. You
like,
have
no
responsibilities, and yeah,
actually,
nice.
That helped me get my
your
sleep
routine.
Schedule almost like routine.
Yep.
I went back to work on Sunday, and even like last night, tonight, like last night, I just watched movies.
Yeah.
I went upstairs. I was in bed by 10 p.m. like ready to rock. I go to sleep. You know, it's like it helped me kind of get, you know, because I was staying up till like midnight,
right?
For no reason.
I've been doing that.
This
like,
is what I do when I stay up on people are like, oh, like customers like, oh, you're tired. You got a late night. This is my late night. I stay up on Instagram, and I watch videos of monkeys and pigs and like animals and shit.
Remember you saying this?
There's this one dude. God, it's fucking. He's so cool. His name is Limbani. I swear to God. I'm gonna tag him in the show notes because it's I think he's a chimpanzee. I'm sorry.
There's one. I think there's one Instagram. It's like cute animals.
He's just like he's just like cool like animals.
Check it out.
Videos of animals. Like,
I think they're private.
Harambe. Rest in peace.
That motherfucker was.
That was a big.
That was a big moment.
That was. Poor Harambe.
Right.
Rest in peace, brother.
They did him dirty.
They did.
Eileen, I miss white potatoes. I don't like sweet potatoes, so I just don't eat any.
Yeah.
It works.
Kim's passion is potatoes.
Potatoes are my passion.
I don't know how to address that.
What
do you mean they're your passion?
Kim's passionate about
a lot of
many things. Those donuts that she posts.
Oh,
yeah.
Donuts.
Fucking donuts.
My office, my birthday was like 2 weeks ago, and my office, they told me, they were like, we had a really hard time. And because birthdays are a big deal in my office, as are like holidays and catering. It's for a fashion office. It's very food centric.
I can imagine.
And I have to like stand off and just be like, I'll just smell that. And they're like, everyone's like, oh, Kara, like you're not gonna eat this. Like, no, I like just leave me alone.
Yeah.
I brought my snacks. Like, I can take some salad. Like, just leave me alone.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, they now like have learned, but they were like, it was so hard trying to find you a birthday treat, and all year I was like, good luck. They got me donuts. And they're like, now I have to eat these. I had some donuts. It's fine. It's my birthday.
Fuck yeah.
2 hours later, I wanted to die.
Fuck yeah. So
they're good. They're from Donut Plant.
Ooh.
So good.
Ooh.
Kim, I just love potatoes. That's all. In any way, shape, or form.
That's fine.
Kim's the only person I know on the face of this earth that can eat potatoes and donuts and stay in good shape. That's not fair. French fries are my weakness.
French fries are awesome.
Yeah.
Jess got an early question.
Oh, she did have an early question.
So... What's the difference between keto and low carb?
Excellent question, actually.
Very good question.
There's a lot of confusion.
Well, keto is a state that your body is in.
Indeed it is.
And low carb is you're kind of just eating a low carb diet.
Yeah.
And you're not really taking into account your fat intake or your protein intake. You're just tracking your carbs.
Yeah.
With a ketogenic lifestyle, you're tracking... You want to have a more fat-centric diet where it's about 70 to 75% of fat.
Yep.
And then about 20-25% of protein. And then the rest of that is your carbs.
Yeah.
Depending on how you want
to
break it up.
And that's a big mistake a lot of people make, too. They go to do keto and it winds up just being low carb.
Right.
And they're super tired.
Yep.
Because their issue is they're not getting enough. They're having a problem getting too much, not enough fat.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, we grew up thinking fat killed us.
Right.
We're not so, sure where, in the beginning,
it's hard.
Sure,
it's hard to adjust it at first when you're living such a certain lifestyle and you're like, all right, I'm going to go on a ketogenic lifestyle.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I'm really just eating a low carb diet.
You have to slowly, I slowly adjust. You can't just, and especially for women, because of like hormones and like your body, like if you do one thing, like your hormones are going to go crazy all of a sudden. You just start intaking fat. Like you're going to, it's wild. So you should like slowly ease into.
Yes.
That's what I did.
Okay. And how do you feel now, eating the way you've been eating compared to how you were eating before you went on to a ketogenic diet?
Oh, I feel amazing. I've never felt better in my entire life.
What, like, now, just what differences do you notice? As specific as you feel like getting, what differences do you notice from then till now?
I'll get specific. I mean, even just, like, getting out of bed in the morning is not such a chore. I've been doing intermittent fasting for a while, or I tried during the week. And even just, I just have more energy. Even just like waking up, I don't feel like I want to die. Like I wake up, I'm like perky, I shower, I make coffee, and I see my roommates. My roommates like come out of the rooms and they're like little like friendlies. Like, and their eyes are like half closed. And I'm like, hi, good morning. And I'm like, oh, sorry, I don't want to like offend you. You're still sleeping, sleepwalking. And I'm just more alert. I don't have that like 3 p.m. afternoon slump at work.
That's a huge, huge.
Even on keto, sometimes there's like once or twice where I'll even get it. I'll be like, fuck, I'm tired.
I think that just started since I've been fasting. I don't have that slump. I just feel like I have so much energy. And even a couple weeks ago was the fashion show at work, and we pulled like 3 super long days. I worked like 9 to like close to midnight, and everyone at like 7 o'clock at night was like dying, and they brought in catering, and they got like pasta again, like there's like models around, like nobody wants, but whatever.
It's New York fashion. It's fashion week. No one's eating pasta, guys.
Yeah, like they ordered like artichoke basil pizza. I was like,
half of this penne.
Yeah, literally.
Just
so
one.
So good, right? You know,
artichoke basil.
So good. But I was like, I might eat this because first of all, my body would shut down.
Oh my god, yeah, you would be like, that's like a week's worth of.
Under my desk, like rocking back and forth. No, but I never feel tired. Everyone is cranky and exhausted, and I just kept going. My brain, I feel more alert at work.
Okay.
I used to, like, work so much better in the morning, and then by the afternoon, I would just be, like staring into space where you're touching, and I just feel overall, like, more alert and better. And even during my workouts, I can tell, because I box. Mike makes fun of my boxing gym. It's called Rumble. If anyone's ever been there, it's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
I love it.
Where is it?
There's a couple of them. There's one in Chelsea.
Cool.
There's one in, I think, like, NoHo.
Okay.
They just opened one on the Upper East Side. It's pretty fancy. There's, like, a blow-dry bar in there.
Okay.
In the boxing gym?
Yeah, like, dry bar. If anyone's ever heard of dry bar.
I know what dry bar is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And they have the shampoo and conditioner in the showers.
Wow.
It's really nice.
That's
it's a lot. I spend
I'm going to go to Rumble on Upper East Side, you better have shampoo and conditioner.
Even in mine. In Chelsea, it's great. It's very nice.
That's awesome.
It's a fancy
solid idea.
It's a fancy boxing gym.
It's a lot of money. I spend all my money there. I have no money.
Well, investing in your health and lifestyle is a worthy.
It's 100% worth it. I wouldn't change a thing.
How long have you been doing keto for?
Probably like a year and a half.
Okay.
How much weight have you lost from keto till present day?
I don't know about keto to present day, but I know when I first started working with you, I lost like 50 pounds.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very awesome.
Yeah.
50?
50. 45, 50.
Okay.
I don't really weigh myself. I did.
I'm not a bad
That's why I love working with Mike. He's a big advocate. And I didn't want to weigh myself either. And I did, like, I've gone down like 5 or 6 pant sizes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
We're kind of in the same
same
boat, because I lost,
so lost
like 45-ish pounds since last January.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, just pushing like a size 38, kind of. It was a 36, but it was like, it's getting a little
tight. 36.
It's getting a little tight. But now it's like, now I could do like 31, 32, depending on where the pants are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and so it was like a 30, 30
yeah.
31. Now I'm 25.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think our sizes go that well.
I don't know.
I think they're kid sizes.
Kid sizes at that
I'm
point.
I'm
right?
A kid size 25.
Okay.
Jessica, I did keto for 3 months and lost 30 pounds. Right on.
Yeah.
Dope.
Went on vacation and went off for a while.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
fine.
It's fine.
Now
yeah.
I'm struggling
yeah,
to get back into keto. So I was thinking low carb. Well, the only thing with that, Jessica, is that low carb by itself wouldn't really work that well. You'd be really super tired. You probably wouldn't lose that much weight, only because your body runs off of either carbs or fat. So if you're restricting the carbs and you're not replacing it with healthy fat, your body has nothing to run off of, right?
Yeah.
You're running off fumes, essentially. Your
yes.
tank is on E. So just low carb isn't really ideal, just logically speaking. If you're going to do low carb, you'd want to add in the fats.
Yes.
Even if it wasn't super high fat, you'd want to add in enough fats to at least so your body has something to run
moderately
on.
Moderately high.
Yeah.
Moderately.
And Jessica, too, you don't like, you know, you guys put your 2 cents in, too. But for me personally, you don't have to go strict keto.
No.
Or you don't even have to label it.
Especially
like,
if you've been doing it for 3 months
yeah.
and you've lost 30 pounds already.
Now, obviously,
it
works for you.
Getting back into keto probably won't be as hard as it looks.
And you don't have
so,
to go strict keto. You don't have to go, you know, zero carbs. Mm-hmm. Like, I see people post about it on Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm doing zero carbs. I want to be like,
it's impossible.
First of all, you're not. You're just counting them wrong. You're not doing zero carbs. There's no way. There's no way you're doing zero carbs. I'm
right.
sorry. There's carbs in everything. Vegetables have carbs
oh,
in them.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, you know, like, it doesn't have to be super strict, Jessica. Don't drive yourself insane. None, right?
No. Zero. If you drink Sail Away Nitro Cold Brew all day long,
yeah,
and that is all you ingest, you will be zero carbs.
Just like fasting.
But I highly don't recommend
don't
it.
Don't do that.
Don't be like me.
It's a really bad idea.
Don't be like
terrible me. Idea. You see my Instagram videos if you follow me.
Don't
me
be like Mike.
Dancing to Drake before 9 a.m., that's because I drink too much Sail Away. Not recommended.
It's not a bad thing.
Super fun, but not
just
recommended.
Not recommended.
And if
we're
you're
not,
gonna
we're
do it, space it out throughout the day.
I don't know how you guys will sleep after that. I
sleep like a baby.
Yeah, same.
I wake up all night. I only have like one cup of coffee now. Slowly wean myself to one in the morning.
I will admit that the first time when Eric and Brittany were here,
yeah,
on the show, the night that we took, that was the first night that I took CBD.
Yeah,
couldn't sleep.
Really?
I was like fucking. Like, just a week. I was like, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this anymore.
Yeah.
But then, like, now that I've been taking, like, now that I do it, like, every morning.
Yeah.
Because I, yeah, I do it with my, I mix it into my Bulletproof coffee now every morning. And it's like.
I'll be getting everybody on CBD.
Fucking,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just do it. So,
CBD.
I try to explain to people, even though it's a little pricey.
It's not.
Well worth it.
So worth it.
Well worth
it. Oh, my God.
And I have people all the time. They're like, oh, my God, I'm in pain. I'm this. I'm that. And then they're like, oh, it's
$70. Just invest.
You know what I said to someone the other day?
What?
I said, well, you're investing in your health.
Right.
I said, how much did you spend on that brand new iPhone X you're holding?
Mm-hmm.
About $1,200 probably, right, over an X amount of months?
Yeah.
You can't spend $70 on something?
Yeah.
You have the money. It's priority.
Yes.
Like, I get it. Priority. Obviously, you know, you would
well,
put food on the table for your daughter before you would buy a $70 thing.
You make
CD.
A really, you make a really, really good point.
But it's like you, at the end of the day, if you, I actually like ripped myself to someone the other day, and I was like, because it just popped into my head, and I was like, fuck me, like, I'm just gonna. I was like, I don't give a shit if it helps someone else, like, so I'm like, I told him, I was like, it's priority. If you want something bad enough, you'll find the money for it.
Correct.
When I was like 21 years old and like a dipshit, and I was terrible with money. Now I'm good with money. I was terrible.
I'm still
with money.
A dipshit.
Oh, same.
I'm still a dipshit. But
I'm
better with money management.
At least.
But even still, I was like, okay, like.
Thanks for straightening me out, Kelly.
Yeah.
Love you.
So I was like, okay, like this tattoo is $200. I really, really fucking wanted the tattoo.
Did you get your tattoo?
That was priority.
Did you get your tattoo?
I'm not sure.
The new one?
Yeah.
October 2nd.
Ah.
But this one, it was like, I told the person, I was like, listen, like, when I wanted a tattoo, and I knew it was $200, and I only had $200, I'd spend $200. That's like, but I had them. I didn't have an extra $200.
Right.
I barely had the $200.
Right.
But I wanted something bad enough where I found the money, I scraped together the nickels, and I bought it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's
I
like,
get it.
If you really need the CBD, like you know you do.
Like if you know,
you'll find the
$70. If you know taking CBD is going to make you feel like 1,000 times better, then get it.
Yeah.
$70 is nothing compared to that.
Like if you think you can survive without the CBD,
yeah.
then don't buy it.
Yeah.
It's as simple
yeah.
as that.
Exactly.
But if you really think that that thing will make you feel so much better,
yep.
then
yeah.
fucking spend the $70.
Spend, yeah.
You'll feel so much better.
Those are my boxing classes. My boxing classes are $34 a class.
Okay.
I go 3-4 times a week. It's
yeah.
a lot of money.
Yeah.
I feel so much better.
To spend $70 on a bottle of CBD, $30 to $35 on a class, to feel that way.
Yep.
I mean, the
yeah,
investment is just
no
it completely.
The long term investment.
Absolutely.
The long term investment is. I mean, you're getting a huge, you know,
return on investment.
You're getting a huge
yeah.
ROI on that.
Yes.
Huge ROI.
And then like I'd be out spending that money anyway, whether it's on Seamless or like out at the bars.
Well, that's
like,
what it is.
Like,
yeah.
Well,
Seamless in the city is so expensive.
It's so dangerous.
It is. What?
What?
What the fuck is wrong with you? You've never used Seamless
yes,
before?
Yes, you do use Seamless.
Stop. You're fucking with us.
No. What is Seamless?
When I order sushi to my apartment, I use Seamless.
Oh, the app.
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't sure.
The food
sure.
delivery service.
I've never used it before.
What?
I've never used it before.
Yeah, you know.
It's like a godsend.
I've used Grubhub.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Same thing, right?
It's the same exact
thing. It's really, it's the best.
Seamless.
Seamless anything.
I'm going to have to do that because sometimes when I'm just lazy as fuck. I
don't
dude,
know. The, we do that like on like Friday nights or
oh
if I'm just like, I get home, like I'm like, Kelly, let's get fucking Seamless.
Yeah.
And we're
yeah,
like,
nice.
It spends, but I spend more time trying to figure out what the fuck we're going to order on Seamless.
Oh,
it's like,
the,
it's, like Netflix. It's like Netflix.
It's
like Netflix.
Oh,
you scroll through
oh,
fucking Netflix. And you're
I
like,
scroll through Netflix for like a good 45 minutes.
I did that the other night.
I'm
like,
alright, I'm just going to watch The Office again for another.
I spent like, about a half hour just scrolling through Netflix and Amazon Prime, and I'm like, going back to Netflix. I'm like, all right, well, what movie have I watched already that I really like?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's going back to this now.
Yeah, you have to go
yeah.
back to it, yeah.
But,
but yeah, you know, like, just you'll find the money.
Yes.
You'll find it.
But so you make a good point about the reason thing. So I'm actually reading a new book. I forget the name of it. But there's a whole section of it that says your reasons are bullshit. And basically, he did a whole study with like his class. So it's about like a Stanford class. And he was like, he had people go around the room and he's like, tell me things that are important to you. And he would say it and he would have everyone respond saying, that's a good reason, you know? But so making the point is that it's making it a priority. And you're making a reason for it.
Yeah.
So, like, if you really want to get in shape and you're saying that you don't have time, you're really just not making your workout time a priority.
Oh, yeah.
That's your reason.
100%.
Like, so when you're sitting at work and you're not doing anything and somebody's like, hey, why didn't you finish this? It's like, well, wasn't really a priority.
Yeah.
I didn't really make it a priority.
Yeah.
You know? It's like you make a reason for why you're not doing something.
Yeah.
It's really just a shitty reason.
Yeah.
And you're not making
agreed.
What you're doing a priority.
Agreed.
So
that's what it is. Like
that's what life is, people.
Yeah, and that's what spending money on a product or a class or
yeah.
finding an hour a day to work out. You don't. Nobody has an extra hour in the day
yeah.
just laying around.
No.
Nobody ever has. You're not ever gonna have it. Just an extra $70 fucking laying around. Like there's always something you're gonna need to spend it on, especially
correct.
When it comes time to like when you're married and you have a mortgage and when you have family. Like I'm not even close to that, and I understand it.
Yeah.
Like, even me, like, all I do is pay my bills, which, again, it's not cheap in New York, but, like, I'm never going to have just an extra $70 just fucking laying around. I find it, and I make it work.
Right.
Because it's just, you know, that's priority for me.
Correct.
You know, like, I spend a lot of fucking money on my health, but I also don't spend a lot of money on the bar on Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, it balances out.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, it's like, you know, like, I spend $200-$300 on my shopping, you know, for the food for the week, for my supplements,
right.
for this, for that, for my health, investing in myself. Yeah, my friends, I go out, they'll go out and spend $200-$300 on the bar in 3 hours.
Oh my God.
It's not that easy. It's not that hard to do.
I've been there.
It's not that hard to do.
I've been there.
You know, especially going out in the city. You buy 5 shots and you're at $200.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's just, it's like you said, it's a priority. And
yes.
I agree with that because, you know, like, you're making a reason You know, I heard, I was listening to Joe Rogan, surprise, and he was saying, I think it was Joe Rogan, it was one of them. He was saying, when people say, like, oh, I'm bad with names, it's, at the end of the day, it's not that you're bad at remembering names, it's that you don't care enough to pay attention to the person's name.
Yeah, that's true.
Which makes sense, because then I started paying attention. I used to be, quote-unquote, bad with names.
I'm terrible with names.
I would remember a face forever.
Terrible with names.
But, like, now...
That's my reason.
Names? Yeah.
I'm just terrible with fucking names.
Yes. But, like, that's what it is. Some people just don't... But, like, at the time of it, you're like... Because that's why a lot of people, they'd be like, hey, you know, my name's Mike, my name's Marty, shake your hand, and 10 seconds later, they're like, fuck, what was
that's
his name?
Me.
Oh, 100%.
But then it's 100%. Like, most people do that.
Especially, like at a new job or something. Yeah. You're, like,
yeah.
You're meeting everybody, and you're, like...
How are you supposed to remember 20 names at once? Yeah.
I'm like, I walk around, I'm like, what's your name?
It's like, why don't you have name tags on?
Yeah. Fuck.
But like, I thought about it and I started paying attention to it. Like, now I'm better, I'm good with names now, but now I'm just more, it's not that I'm good or bad with names, it's that I'm more conscious on giving a shit to remember your name.
That's fair.
Because I also make it a habit now to when I'm talking to someone, I make it a point to use their name.
Correct.
Yeah.
For many reasons.
Correct.
But I make it a point to use their name a couple of times in our conversation.
It's a good way to do it.
You know, that was one of those things where I was just like, it sounded silly and like minute, but to me it was like, I want to be good with names. I want to remember someone's name. I want to be able to call them by their first name.
Right.
While I'm speaking to them.
That's a noble,
you know,
concept to do. To practice.
Day,
I got better at it.
Very true.
That's also scientific.
A girl has no name. Game of Thrones reference. Dropping them all night, guys.
I made a reference to John Wick the other day.
What a great fucking movie.
Dude, there's a third one coming out.
I know.
They were filming. They were filming at Grumman across the street from Mission. The third one. Because that's what they do. It's called like Hollywood. It's called like something studios. I forget.
Mm-hmm.
And the cast and crew were coming in. Like, these people were like, you know, like when someone walks in and you can tell they're not from here.
Yeah.
These dudes were like
I work in the city.
Yeah.
I'm like, well aware.
They came in, they're like,
it's like, you're
like,
not from New York.
Yeah, I was like,
you're blocking the fucking sidewalk.
These people are not from New York.
Yeah.
They come
just
in
walk
with,
faster.
They're like little remotes on and stuff, and I'm like, these dudes are not from New York. So they were like gang stuff, and I was like, this one dude, he was like probably the biggest motherfucker I've ever seen. This overgrown, just like
overgrown man.
Like, he was like a sweetheart. Like, we just started talking, and I was like, he was like, oh, we're working around here. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, what do you guys do? They were like, oh, we work on the film production. And I was like, that's awesome. And they're like, what are you guys filming? They're like, John Wick 3. And I was like,
it's like, can I be an extra?
I was like, I know you guys are coming in. That's awesome. But can Keanu really come in? I was like, tell Keanu I'll fucking buy him whatever he wants if he comes in here and just shakes my hand. He's one of my top three.
Keanu's characters. Awesome.
So the first and second John Wicks,
fantastic movies.
I've never seen them.
It's also one of my all-time favorite movies because I train my martial arts, the Krav Maga,
and
he does in this movie. And I actually have more respect for him because he doesn't use a stuntman.
He trains
his own martial arts and he does his own stunts. So he's an actual.
You ever see
technically that? Krav Maga is not a martial art, but
you ever see
does
the
all
gun video?
Himself. What?
You ever see the gun video of him training
for the movie?
Wick?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Sick.
Fucking badass.
Keanu Reeves is a badass.
He is. And I was like, please let him come in here and buy something. I was like, I'll just come in.
I loved you in Point Break.
Yeah, like, I referenced
and
that.
And Speed.
Yeah.
That Speed.
You and Sandra.
Keanu was amazing. Keanu is an amazing person. Mm-hmm. So I made a reference to that because in John Wick, his dog has no name.
Very true.
He brings a dog in and he's like, oh, that's a nice dog. What's his name? He doesn't have a name.
Fucking Keanu. So, where do we go?
So,
Keto.
If anyone has questions for either of us or Kara at this point,
ask
until the end, shoot them out there and we'll get to them. So, what is a typical day of eating for you?
Okay.
From start to finish, food and drinks.
Great question.
Like fasting, not fasting?
Including everything.
Yeah.
From the minute you wake up, be as detailed as possible.
Okay.
From the minute you wake up through your day to the minute you go to sleep.
Okay.
What does a day look like for you?
So I wake up, the first thing I do, we have an electric kettle in our apartment.
Sick.
Highly recommend, by the way.
Okay.
You fill it up, you push a button, and it boils within like 2 minutes.
Sick.
And I make coffee, black coffee. I have French press.
That's the way to go.
Fancy.
Yeah. So I'll have like a cup of that. I've never been a breakfast person, just in general. Even in like high school, college, I couldn't even drink water in the morning. I just felt like sick and nauseous. So
okay.
I remember when I was having bulletproof coffee, I used to drink it on the train. My dad would make it for me. It was super nice.
Coffee? Coffee.
Okay.
It's a CBD infused organic Mexican coffee.
Sick, I'm down.
They sent it to me to try, but I
sick.
Half the bag for you.
Aww.
It's called Buddha Beans.
Thanks, buddy.
There's a little Buddha on there.
I'm excited.
Buddha Beans.
Sick.
It was really pretty good.
Okay.
What happened? Don't let me forget.
I won't.
Oh.
Sorry.
I would have forgotten.
And then, right now I'm in fasting, so I eat from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Cool.
Ideally, I would love to work out in the morning and eat, but just because of work, I can't wake up and work out. I can't get to the gym. I'm not waking up at 5. I'm not that person. Anyway, some people are. I know who I am. I'd rather work out.
Yeah. Yeah, you know your body.
Yeah,
you know.
I make time. My coworkers will be sitting at work till like 6:30, like slaving away, and I'm like, I'm not a martyr. I'm here. I do my work. I'll stay late if I have to.
Yeah.
My priority is like me and my health, and like exercise is like one of my favorite things to do. So I 100%. Work, and I make time for my best. So 1 o'clock comes around. Actually, I've been trying to not. Okay, usually I break my fast with snacks.
Okay.
And I'll have like macadamia nuts or those little like Duke sausages.
Mm.
I'm obsessed with those.
Those are amazing. I've been chopping them up really, really small and putting them in my eggs.
I'm obsessed.
Like eggs and chorizo.
Yeah. Smart move.
So we have a lot of snacks in my office, and I convinced.
I could imagine.
Oh yeah. And there's like Goldfish and Cheez-Its and Kind bars. Everyone's like, Carrot, eat a Kind bar. And I'm like, Kind bars aren't healthy, but.
I forgot your graham crackers. Sorry.
Fucking Teddy Grahams.
Your Teddy Grahams.
There was talk of Teddy Grahams.
There was
talk of Teddy Grahams. Stay tuned for our next video, by the way.
Yeah. Mike told me the idea today. It's a good one. It's going to be fun.
The game changer. We'll tell you after.
So I convinced them to order. Well, they all like, what are those like meat sticks you're eating? Like, what are those?
Meat
what are
sticks.
They? Literally, they're like,
that's not.
That way to make it sound so appetizing.
What are those
meat
sticks
that you're eating?
Meat sticks.
Every day. And I was like, don't judge. These are amazing. Also,
don't judge
you're
my
just
meat
jealous
sticks.
Yeah.
That I'm healthy.
Don't hate on my meat stick.
I'm like running on ketones and you're cranky and tired because you ate french fries for lunch. That's not my problem.
Drop the proverbial keto mic on them.
Yeah.
All the time. They order pizza for lunch. I stand there in the corner. They finally tried
keto
them.
Mics meat sticks on them. Shit.
I convinced them to order some Dukes. So now I don't have to buy them.
Nice.
Tory Burch now buys her meat sticks.
Tori Burch on that meat stick game.
I'm working on Smart Sweets. Haven't gotten there yet, but I think I know the guy that does like our Amazon orders. So I just want to be like, Peter, if you're listening, please order Smart Sweets.
Peter, come on, dude. Fuck.
Just fucking get on that Smart Sweet game, bro.
So macadamia.
Swedish fish are bomb.
Yeah.
I don't really like them.
I like them.
I have to try the sour ones still.
Yeah, I like
those
the sour
good.
Ones.
Those are good.
I like the regular
like
gummy bears.
OG.
Yeah, the regular gummy bears are good.
Yeah.
You cannot fuck with gummy bears.
I eat all of the non-red ones first and save the red ones for the end.
Interesting. Interesting technique.
Yeah. I eat all the like clear,
I used to do that with Skittles.
Orange.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Skittles are gross.
I used to open the bag and I'd put them out on the table and I would separate the colors.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Skittles are gross.
Skittles could be Skittles
bad.
Are hit or miss.
No,
Skittles
never
like because we got Halloween coming up. There's gonna be candy. In
you know what?
Kit Kats.
My
all
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah,
Reese's,
Pieces.
Reese's Pieces do
yeah.
not fuck
no.
with anything
no.
else.
Reese's Pieces are they dominate everything else.
If I have any type of cheap candy, usually the gas station or CVS or 7-Eleven always has good sales on like Reese's Pieces, and I will fucking buy. A lot of them.
Aren't they making like Reese's cups with Reese's
yeah.
pieces?
Oh, yeah.
They have them already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I
Reese's
buy them.
Cups with the pieces in them.
I buy them.
Which
Kelly,
that's another
Kelly doesn't like them though. She says she prefers her Reese's pieces separately. And I was like, okay. I respect it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't agree with it, but I respect it.
You know what my favorite candy of all time is?
What?
Not even kidding when I say favorite of all time.
What?
It sounds gross. Candy corn.
Ugh.
Ew.
I can eat, like, you know, like, the pound bag?
So
no.
I can eat the
so
whole fucking bag.
Like,
candy
like
corn?
Black jelly beans, too?
Yes.
Black licorice?
I love licorice.
Black licorice?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes. Candy corn, I could eat handfuls of it. I used to eat, it's like, 2 pound bags of it.
You're a weird dude.
Yeah,
200 grams of sugar.
I don't
know what
that is.
Candy corn, they're not.
If I had even ate candy corn, like a single candy corn, I would wind up in the fucking hospital.
I wouldn't even want that.
It's just sugar. It's pure sugar. I'm
gonna
look it up.
Yeah, and pure trash. Which is where candy corn belongs.
Yeah,
all of it.
Trash.
And black licorice.
Yeah.
You know what I saw? I made a new, you know, this chalkboard sign near the Sailaway tap at the store. I write on that, and today I thought of switching it up. So I saw one where it said, I didn't write this, but I was between the two. It said, "There's a time and place for decaf, never in the garbage." I was like, yes.
Which is where candy corn belongs.
Yes.
Oh, at least you agree.
Now I'm looking at it and I'm like, this is fucking disgusting. So instead on the sign I wrote, "Did you ever stop to think that maybe coffee is addicted to me?"
I saw your video.
A customer came in and they were just like, that's fucking real funny.
Makes
like, yeah,
sense.
Thank you.
So continue on your daily meal.
My daily meal. So snacks. And then this is where things get weird because around 1 o'clock.
Get weirder than separating
well,
yourself.
Like, around 1 o'clock in my office is usually like lunchtime for everyone.
Okay.
I have my snacks because I'm starving.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm full. So today we had a meeting at 1. So I brought my snacks and I brought my meat sticks to the meeting. I was like, everyone judged me.
No, we're childish.
But then I wasn't hungry until like 3 o'clock.
That happens.
Yeah.
Totally get it.
So what's been happening is I've been eating my lunch later and later because I'm just not hungry, or I eat my snacks later and later because I'm busy. I don't know. And then it's like 4 or 5 o'clock, and I'm like, shit, I forgot to eat my lunch. But usually my lunch is, well, like this week, it's grilled chicken. I have some, like, salad, some lettuce. I had half an avocado, and I had some, like, Primal Kitchen Green Goddess dressing.
Nice.
So that was really good. I did eat it because I was hungry. And then at around, oh, sometimes I have the exogenous ketones, the like pineapple ones. So
every day for me,
yeah,
blueberry cream.
I'll have those.
That's like rocket fuel for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll have those sometimes in the morning, or sometimes I'll have them like before a workout.
Okay.
It's
a good time to have them.
Yeah,
pre workout.
Sometimes
yeah.
I like
it's different
split
type
it.
Of energy.
I don't know. Can you split it up? Can I do like half in the morning?
Sure.
Yeah. So what I because when I first started fasting, I would need to drink like the whole 60 ounces or whatever. I would just put them in
makes
a water
sense.
Bottle. And everyone in my office is like, what's that yellow stuff?
Mm.
I was like, all right, do you want me to explain this? Just walk away.
Do you want me to tell you the science behind this right now?
Sit down.
Do you really want me to explain
yeah.
this to you?
I really want to know. And
then don't judge my yellow.
My drink. Boss is like, can I try some of that? And I was like, you can, but like, why? Sure.
Did you like it?
No.
It's weird. It tastes delicious.
I love it.
I like
it.
I think
awesome.
It's something you have to get. Maybe you have to get these.
Maybe it's just a keto thing.
Maybe it is, yeah.
Yeah. She was just like, this tastes weird. I was like, well, and leave.
Then fuck
just
out
kidding.
Of here.
Fuck off.
Just
yeah. yes. Just kidding, boss.
Just kidding. Tori Burch.
Imagine it was.
If Tori Burch is watching this by some
Tori, my bad.
Please sorry.
Don't fire me. I need that discount. Just kidding. But yeah, so I was drinking, I guess, the whole 60 ounces in the morning, but now I guess my body is used to fasting, and I also, I don't, like, need them as much as I did, so I was only having half, and then having the other half before boxing.
Okay.
Which was nice, and then I was having, I guess, after lunch at, like, 4 o'clock, I was having those Boo, is it Boo or B-H-U? I think it's
Boo.
Boo. I was having a Boo bar.
Okay.
They have a pronunciation on the back.
Yeah, yeah,
because people
Boo.
Were confused.
So I'd have a Boo bar.
Boo.
Yeah. And then go box and come home. It usually, I don't know, I get home at like 8 usually
okay.
after work and boxing. on Monday for the week, especially with lunch. Everyone always says, like,
yeah.
Oh, you can't like meal prep. It's so hard. I don't have time.
Not
that's
really.
Bullshit. Like,
not
anyone
really.
Who doesn't have time to meal prep, it takes maybe an hour. And it's so easy. Like, I don't have a grill, but I was home on yesterday, luckily. So my dad grilled me some chicken. Thanks, Dad. So I was able to do that. But if I'm in my apartment, it's so easy. Like, even if you can't grill chicken or you don't want to, like,
You can cook chicken in a pan too, or bake it.
That's what I used to do. I used to throw it in the oven, let it cook, and I'll do my other stuff.
Yeah, I'm a huge stir fry fan.
Ooh,
like
stir
fry,
too.
Like rice, cauliflower, ground beef, spinach, mushrooms, like some sauce.
Sounds legit.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Meal prep is.
It's
definitely one of the easiest things.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
You take an hour out of your Sunday morning, and you fucking do
it.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's done.
I did,
again, making the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Originally I was going to make chili for the week, but then Kelly told me she was going to make chili. So I sent her a list of what I wanted, but after she told me she was making chili, I was just, because she puts, like, beans and all, so I'm like, she's like, you're not going to eat it because it's not keto, and I'm like, true. But I sent her all the stuff that I wanted. I was like, I need like 2 pounds of ground beef, but I forgot to tell her I didn't want it anymore. So she came home, 2 pounds of ground beef and like a bunch of other shit. And she's like, I'm like, are you putting ground beef or ground turkey in your chili? She's like, I bought you the ground beef. I'm like, I didn't need it anymore. So I wound up making like just going to make shrimp and zucchini, like spaghetti, zoodles.
Yeah.
But I wound up like, changing it on the fly, and I wound up throwing like some meat in there, and then I wound up throwing some like marinara sauce.
Yeah.
And I wound up making like a big like thick bolognese sauce and zoodles and shrimp, and I was like, this works out awesome now. So now I have a whole week worth of fucking
zoodles
and shrimp
and meat.
Yeah,
and it was delicious.
That sounds fucking
good.
It was really really good. Lots of garlic.
Yeah.
Lots of garlic.
Lots of garlic. Gio, we're drinking. Sail Away Coffees.
Yes, we are. Go to sailawaycoffee.com.
Sailawaycoffee.com.
Keto MM. 10% off your order.
Romer drinks. And I'm drinking this bougie-ass Voss sparkling water.
So, I have a...
This shit's actually really good. They just made this sparkling water.
I get it. But why the glass bottle?
Usually don't drink that of plastic anyway.
Okay.
Just because I'm not... super convinced that the plastic doesn't.
Would you drink out of a metal bottle?
Yes.
Okay.
Depending
why
on what
sell
kind
a
of...
glass bottle though as your product.
That's why it's so expensive.
Yeah.
It is.
It costs them X amount to make.
But what
it's
happens when you fucking drop it on the ground?
Sucks.
It breaks.
That's why gyms hate when you bring glass in.
Well, that's you shouldn't bring glass into the gym.
Never.
That's a bad move. It's a bad move.
Yeah. Yeah, this is...
That's my gripe.
Yeah.
It's a glass bottle. And it breaks.
I like the metal ones.
Metal ones
are
good.
The Yetis and like the...
Contigo.
Because those are... Contigo is my favorite.
Contigo, yeah.
Because you can do hot or cold.
Yes.
It keeps it hot and cold for hours.
I have a Swell.
Ooh.
Yeah. But
Swell makes good bottles.
We had a party at our apartment and somebody broke my Swell bottle and like nobody said anything.
How do you break a Swell bottle?
I don't know. Like the little...
What is it metal? Is it
like... It's
like
aluminum?
It's like the top. There's like a little thing on the top, like the circling thing. It like came off, but I also like... I don't have like a bunch of... Apparently there's some animals in there. I don't know who broke it.
Apparently.
I don't know who
people
over.
Are just fucking...
If you broke my Swell bottle, I'll find you.
She will kill you.
I convinced this man.
She boxes.
Yeah.
And does keto.
She'll knock your ass out.
I worked my way up from the 7.5 pound weights at Rumble to the 12.5 pound weights.
What
up? I think I'm almost ready for the 15s.
Okay.
I say, just fucking go heavy.
Yeah, I get so mad at like all the girls in there. They're like, cause so Rumble, you can either start on the bag or on the floor, and you like rotate every 3 rounds. It's like 10 rounds, so it's like 3 on the floor.
Is there
on the bag.
Are they like? Is their logo black and white? Or am I thinking of a different boxing gym in the city?
Gotham Overthrow.
I don't know. Continue.
Anyway.
I digress.
So I see there's like all these girls in there and they have these like little 5 pound weights and they're doing squats and they're just going like this and they're going I get so mad because I'm out there sweating just trying to lift my 12 pound weights. But you can't worry about other people. You have to worry about yourself.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I've done 10 straight days of yoga.
I'm trying. Tomorrow morning.
10 straight days. I'm on a 30-day yoga challenge to myself.
Wow.
Because I haven't really done shit for the past, like, 2.5 months. So it's been, like, my, like, body's been aching. So I was like, I'm doing yoga. I stretch my body out. I've never been mobile, really. Mm-hmm. My mobility sucks. I've never really been agile. And, like, I've been super inflexible my entire life. So I'm like, change shit up. See what we can do. It feels tremendously different and awesome. And I wake up at like 5:15-ish, bang out in like 20 minutes.
Wow.
Take a shower, have my coffee in the morning, relax, read a book. Yeah, my whole routine's been
that's
like...
So nice.
That's what I'm going to start. That's what I want to start implementing into my routine. I want to wake up early and like have my morning to like do shit.
Well, I also have to wake up early.
Yeah.
I just... decide to wake up earlier now.
Yeah, I want to do that though because like I have my routine in the morning, but I like to have my time.
Yeah,
I want to do that. I want to be able to do some yoga. I want to be able to like chill out, listen to a podcast.
Yeah,
or, you know, I'm not a big fan of reading books, but I have certain things that I like to read. You know,
the little
like
that little
up,
extra
like,
time
yeah.
before you leave for the train,
yeah.
like is it's a game changer.
It is.
I take like. Even before I was doing yoga in the morning, I would still wake up. So I leave my house at like 7 o'clock because it's like a 5-minute walk to the train station.
Yeah, you're pretty close, right?
Yeah. So I usually leave at 7. So I usually between like, depending on if I've done shit the night before, it's like 6:20 to like 7 o'clock. I have like 40 minutes of just like whatever the fuck I want
to
do. I
so
drink
like
my
nice
coffee, read my book. Check my gram, emails,
yeah.
you know.
On the long
yeah.
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 Throw bows.
Charge my headphones.
Oh, yeah.
Before I forgot to charge them and they're dead.
I love my mornings. I like slowly make my coffee,
mm-hmm.
take my time. My subway stop closed, which is annoying, but now I'm enjoying like extra 10-minute walk.
It's nice.
It's nice. And I don't usually leave my office during the day because I just usually work through
lunch.
I don't
either.
Which isn't good. Like I should go, like somebody dragged me out. Today just to walk for like 10 minutes and we work right on the water. It's, I have a beautiful view
that's
of
nice.
The city. It's really nice, but it's nice that extra 10-minute walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I read every morning. It's so nice. I actually don't mind my morning commute at all.
Yeah.
I just sit and read.
I read on the train.
Yeah.
I have a book at home that I read before I leave
for
work, and then I have a train book.
Yeah.
So.
It's awesome.
It's commuting life. Do what you gotta do.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Alright, well.
Wow.
What are we at right now?
57 minutes.
Well, let's get some questions rolling.
Yeah, guys. Let's bang out this Q&A.
Q&A. Any questions for Marty, myself, Kara, anything?
Anything. Anything. And don't forget, our podcast is sponsored by...
Yes.
A whole bunch of people.
A whole bunch of people. I have more to come.
Ooh, teaser. Tori Burch will be the new sponsor.
Tori Burch will be our new sponsor.
Yes.
Thanks, Tori.
Tori.
We'll get Tori on here as a guest one day.
Yeah.
We're going to convert her to keto.
She's pretty fierce.
That'd be pretty dope.
That would be pretty fucking cool. We'll get big people like that.
One day.
We're building.
One day. We'll
be
there.
We're at episode 27 already.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, think back to like when we started.
We were in the Mission Nutrition. In Huntington, I was like,
No microphone. Audio was fucking terrible.
We used your iPhone.
We used my iPhone, we were like,
which was not.
We set it up like at the minute we went live, and we were like, wait, this doesn't fit in frame, both of us. Like, how the fuck did we not
think
of
that? What are we doing?
I was like, wait, why did I not think of that?
I had no idea, like, what to say.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was just like, hey. I was just like, what's up, guys?
And now look at us.
We here.
Sponsors.
We here. Sponsors. Yeah.
Guests.
Yeah.
That's how we fucking roll.
Fucking A, that is.
Tonic CBD, Sail Away Coffee, and No Matter What Apparel. Those are our sponsors.
Hell yeah. Make sure you go check out all three of them, but No Matter What Apparel, no joke, has like the most comfy. Like this shirt I'm wearing.
Guys,
right
I need
now.
Joggers.
Joggers. Dude, I have a pair of joggers.
I didn't
for
say
them.
That.
Oh my god. They're so. Hint, hint. They're so comfortable.
Joggers would be dope.
Like, those are like my lounge.
Oh,
like,
I
just
fucking
like,
love
out.
Lounging in joggers.
But these shirts, like, they're next level, I think. No. They use, like, the two companies. I think either Next Level or they use Bella Canvas.
Okay.
Which is, like, two of the top quality. Like, these shirts are, like,
dope,
super comfortable. So, and they have good, like, cool fit.
They do.
You know, you see how they fit, like, you know, I mean, I wear a medium. So,
I was going to say, is that a medium?
It is. But I like my clothes to fit nice and, you know, but this it's just comfy. The logos are cool. Like, this is like a cool.
Yeah, I like, I definitely like their logos. You guys do good work.
Yeah, they do good work. Make sure you check them out. Tonic, Sail Away, No Matter What Apparel.
All doing good things.
Big things. And they're growing with us.
They are.
We're all growing together.
We're one big happy family.
Oof, we are.
Here at Mondays and Mike and Morty.
We have...
We have a guest.
Another guest Monday.
Oh, we do?
No, when was she going?
October 15th.
October 15th. My bad.
Yeah. October 15th, we have a very dope guest.
Yeah, I spoke to her the other day. She's pretty psyched. Yeah, she's
Excited. Maybe we'll announce it next week.
Yeah, we're gonna leave it as a teaser.
For we got like, what, 3 weeks set? 2 weeks? 2 weeks?
I'm getting confused. It's fucking three weeks. End of September already.
I know, shit.
Yeah, holy shit.
Fucking, it's October.
Wow.
Yeah. When is October 15th? 2 weeks?
She's gonna be a cool guest.
2 weeks. She'll be here on 2 weeks.
Next week will be solo.
Yes.
We're going to figure out a really sick topic.
Mm-hmm.
We have some cool ideas, I think.
Well,
we always find out. We always come up with cool
ideas. We stay on topic for about 20% of the show.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, about 30% of the show.
Yeah.
And then what we like to call intelligent rambling.
Yeah.
So we'll
sounds about right.
And then she'll be on next Monday.
Yeah. That's 2 weeks.
Cool. She's going to be a good guest.
Yeah. We'll tell you next week, guys.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you. We're going to leave it and...
But we'll say that she's very big in the keto community.
Very big in the keto community.
Very big in the keto community. I don't know if I want to give this hint because it might just give it away.
I want to know.
She maybe has been to Mission Nutrition.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to give it away or not.
I plead the fifth on that.
Well, technically, a lot of people have been to Mission Nutrition.
I've been
there.
True. So,
oh, yeah, you know
what?
Yeah.
She's been to Mission Nutrition.
She's been to Mission Nutrition.
Yes. So we're going to leave it at that.
She has been to Mission Nutrition.
If you guys want to make guesses, go for it. Also, do not forget that today is the 24th. If we can either get to 100 followers on our Instagram account by the end of the month, Mike's going to give his book away.
Yeah.
For free. And also,
that's anybody. Guys, anybody. I typed up this ebook, 22-page keto guide ebook that I usually sell for $40. But all you have to do is subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes, rate us on iTunes, turn on notifications on YouTube. All you have to do is take 10 seconds to do that, screenshot it tomorrow to your eye, and you get a free ebook emailed to you. That's it.
Or we get to 100 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, you guys fucking choose which route you want to go to.
Super easy.
Yeah.
20 seconds to do all those and get a free ebook and...
Do it.
Make sure you're following us on Instagram, too.
Yeah.
And don't forget to download us on iTunes and SoundCloud and Google Play and YouTube.
Yeah. Rate us 5 stars.
Yep.
We already had a couple people do it. They sent me a screenshot and that was it.
I listened to
they
you.
They got a free ebook.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because usually on Mondays I'm on the subway and it's hard. Get service.
That's fair.
Eileen, go on YouTube. You don't have to have iTunes. That's fine.
Yeah.
YouTube's just as good. Just as good. And you get a free ebook.
And, well,
and
if you don't have iTunes, go on Google Play. SoundCloud.
Or SoundCloud, yeah.
I prefer SoundCloud.
SoundCloud's good. I like SoundCloud.
I don't know what Google Play's deal is.
Oops, I don't know.
They're weird with their iTunes, with their podcast setup thing.
I never use Google Play.
Who does?
I've never used it either.
Who does?
I also just put in the comments section our official Mondays with Mike and Marty Instagram, MWMMPC.
You did it again. Job well done.
Lastly,
MWMMPC.
Lastly, as I was saying it, I was like, don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
MWMMPC, Mondays with Mike and Marty podcast on Instagram. That's our official Instagram. That's also where we're going to be posting these super cool videos that we're going to be doing. We already have a couple up there, but next one's going to be really fun, and we're going to be posting it up there. Little hint, hint, we're going to start getting more people involved in our video.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned. We're also going to put all that stuff in the show notes.
Yeah. All of this is going to be in the show notes.
I have a keto Instagram.
Yeah. What's your, where can they find you and follow your journey?
It's called Girl with No Bread. I follow you.
Okay.
I'm Girl with No Bread.
Now I know.
A face to the name.
There we go. Awesome.
Girl, so at, Girl with No Bread.
Yeah, that's me. Okay. I try to make keto like cute and fun and young. Because I was seeing like a lot of people post like plates. I don't know, keto food's not like cute.
True.
It's, you know, it's like a plate of bacon and eggs. So I try to make it like fun and relatable. You know, like you can go out to the bars and say keto.
You can.
I was out at Happy Hour on Friday. I had like oysters. Mm, I had some.
Oysters.
Yeah, some tequila soda. It's not hard, it's super easy.
Yeah. Oysters are delicious.
Yeah.
Oysters are really good.
That's my keto Instagram.
Awesome.
Girl with No Bread.
Girl with No Bread.
Now I know.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure we put our sponsors' Instagrams, Girl with No Bread's Instagrams, and our Mondays with Mike and Marty Instagram handles all in the show notes, so you can go there and check them
and
out.
And all the links work now, by the way, guys. I fixed it because I think for like, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks, some of the links I realized probably didn't work.
Oh, really?
So,
shit.
So,
that's
all
right.
But now all the links work.
Yeah.
I've resolved that issue.
Hell yeah.
I've missed a red beard at first.
Girl with no beard.
She does not have a beard.
I should
also
not have a beard.
The wonders of keto.
She is a girl with no beard.
Keto has cleaned up my skin, though. So.
Same.
I think so.
Yeah, I stopped eating dairy. Works wonders for the skin.
Does.
I get really bad dry skin in the winter.
Me too.
That's
collagen helps big time.
See, I feel like even though I take it, like the doctor acts collagen. Yeah.
I also use Dr. Bronner's soap.
I use a lot of moisturizer.
I
use hemp oil now.
Yeah.
That's been helping.
Well,
so I work near a mall in Jersey City, and I was going to Sephora almost every day and putting this moisturizer on my face because it was a lot of money. And then finally, I was like, I should probably buy this. So I bought it. So I literally go in there. I think the
girl,
people
they were onto
Sephora,
your game.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, she's back.
All right, freeloader.
Put the water drench on.
Yeah, I use Dr. Bronner's soap.
Okay.
On my for shampoo, for face wash, and for my body.
Okay.
It's infused with like coconut oil, essential oil, so that's actually helped a lot. All right.
I started using hemp oil.
Hemp oil is awesome.
Yeah, and that, I feel like that helps big time.
Yeah.
Hydrate the skin.
Yeah, definitely.
I use it on my beard sometimes.
Yeah.
To hydrate the beard.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah. Kelly said my beard was looking a little wild before I left.
It's grizzly.
Yeah, I was like, I think I'm keeping it.
Yeah, no,
I think I'm keeping it.
Yeah, that's.
Well, I'm not shaving it off.
No.
I'm not doing you.
No. I'm going to grow it back.
Good.
I'm going to keep under here clean.
Okay.
But I'm going to grow this back because, why not?
Fair enough.
I like the way I look better with some beard.
I got you.
You know, like, I don't know. The clean shave, I feel like I look too young.
You do.
There's no, like, I feel like the beard gives character.
It does. All right.
Let's wrap it up.
We're done.
We're done.
We out. Thank you guys for tuning in and
listening on
your commutes
and
on the treadmill and
thanks
the elliptical. And thank you for being an awesome guest tonight. It's been a pleasure.
Always.
Mondays with Mike and Marty. We out.
Peace out.
See you. Oh, now I gotta get up.
God damn it.